Welcome back, everybody. In today's special edition, we're going to be talking about the solar eclipse. The phrase "the tail wagging the dog" is an expression that describes a situation where a minor or secondary factor or component is controlling or dominating a larger or more significant one. It implies a reversal of roles where the less important aspect appears to be driving or influencing the more substantial entity. This phrase is often used metaphorically to highlight instances where something that should be subordinate or insignificant is in fact dictating the course of events or decisions. It suggests that the normal hierarchy or order of influence is inverted or disrupted. The word eclipse originates from the Greek word eclipsis, which means a forsaking or abandonment. This term was derived from eclipio, meaning to leave out, to fail, or to cease to exist. In the context of astronomy, an eclipse occurs when one celestial body obscures or partially obscures another. The term eclipse aptly describes this phenomenon of a celestial body seemingly forsaking or abandoning its light as it is obscured by another. According to the author John Vorak in his book Mask of the Sun, an eclipse is never just about science, nor is it simply about the spectacular and unusual views or the strange phenomena. The excitement comes mainly from how one reacts to an eclipse, that is, the sudden disappearance of our most reliable and stable source of light and heat, the sun. The most common example offered by people prehistory for the disappearance of the sun or the moon was that it was being consumed by some great cosmic demon. To the Cherokee of North America, it was a great frog that was swallowing the sun. In Egypt, it was a serpent. To the people in South America, it was the jaguar that they feared. Among many African cultures, for example, the Yoruba people of Nigeria and the Maasai people of Kenya and Tanzania, solar eclipses were believed to be times of temporary conflict between the moon and the sun, and that it was essential to maintain peace and harmony within the community to ensure the safe resolutions. Many civilizations decided that the best way to vanquish the demon that was consuming the sun was to band together at the first sign of an eclipse and make as much noise as possible to scare it away. It must have worked, as the sun returned every time. So, why look up? Philip Harrison, in his book Eclipse, describes a solar eclipse as only occurring during a new moon and a lunar eclipse only during a full moon. When the moon passes between the earth and the sun so that the moon's shadow falls on the earth, there is a solar eclipse. When the moon moves into the earth's shadow so that the earth lies between the sun and the moon, there is a lunar eclipse. For a few precious moments, the moon will completely cover the sun entirely along the central part of a total solar eclipse. The photosphere, that blindingly bright surface of the sun that is visible on any sunny day, is hidden from view, allowing other normally invisible features of the sun to be seen. Surrounding the photosphere is a thin, deep red layer of the sun called the chromosphere. Measuring only a few thousand kilometers thick, the chromosphere can usually be seen for only scant seconds at the beginning and end of a total eclipse. Protruding from behind the moon's silhouette are the glorious flame-like prominences stretching for thousands of kilometers into space. Finally, encircling the eclipsed sun and extending for several times the sun's diameter is the pearly white corona. Those who have witnessed the solar eclipse firsthand describe total solar eclipses as one of the most awe-inspiring events that nature has to offer. People travel great distances to witness the beauty and awe of the solar corona, the chromosphere, and prominences, all features of the sun that were normally hidden by the intensity of the sun's brilliant face. They travel to witness this seemingly forsaking or abandoning of its light, and for a brief moment, like thousands of our ancestors before us, to witness this wagging of the dog by its tail. By the way, the next solar eclipse that will be visible here in North America is predicted to be in August 12, 2045. Safe to say this may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some. Did I forget to mention that there is money to be made from eclipse watching? There are many tour companies that sponsor eclipse expeditions, as well as a number of people that have Airbnb and campsites that are enjoying the windfall of being in the path of the total eclipse. Whether you're doing this for fun or looking at this as a way to earn some extra cash, happy sun watching. Thank you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe our podcast and share this podcast with someone today. Thank you so much.